Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We've got some juicy content for you today. And if you listen to the last episode right before this one, we were talking a lot about transitions and pivots and evolving. And in this episode, we want to really actually drop in deeper and get a little strategical here, but also just really open with you guys around how you can create for yourself a lifestyle and how your lifestyle can really leak into your business and your marketing and your content. So if you did listen to the last episode, one of the things that we left you with was this concept that you can share all of these different aspects of yourself, which will actually infuse your marketing with so much more potency and make you so much more polarizing and magnetic to your specific audience. And oftentimes the condition that we've seen in the past for a lot of coaches, and I know that Dan and I have both experienced this personally, is we've kind of limited our expression in our business. And typically it's out of fear of judgment or fear of like, what are they going to think, or the credibility, or how is it relevant? And I know I've discovered, and Dan, I'm sure you have too, more recently, is the more that we become so fully expressed and we just share these parts of ourselves shamelessly, the more liberated we feel, the more the content just kind of flows out, and the more that it actually attracts the right people that we really love working with.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that being polarizing is a really good and important thing. So it's not just fun. I mean, I think I just have a naturally polarizing character. Especially if you just like met me and hung out with me, especially if we've had a drink or two. And so it's super fun, right? Because being polarizing means that you have an idea, a perception, a message, a way of being that turns a lot of people on really hard and a lot of people off really hard. It's also really important online because if you're trying to talk to everybody, it's like in a group. You try to talk to everybody, you end up talking to nobody. People like feeling you're speaking with them. And so you're going to have to touch on something that makes them feel like you're speaking with only them. And that's when it becomes really important to be very open about your weird quirks or your interests or passions. Or you see a lot of people right now talking about weird relationship dynamics. So people talking about, well, what does a polyamorous relationship really look like? And that still is polarizing, even though we're recording this in 2019, where it's like, come on, guys, like we've known about poly for a long time. But still, speaking about it very openly is a new thing. And it does polarize people. You got a lot of people saying monogamy is the only way, like this is it, or it's bullshit, or you're doing it out of some sort of thing that you've gotten twisted inside of you. And you've got some other people saying, actually, no, there are many models of living, many models of relationship, and this is just one of them. And we've got to be even more open-minded. We've just got to learn how to do it so that we can do it in a loving way. Boom, you have an incredible conversation that draws people in, even the haters. Remember, Howard Stern made radio, right? He created radio as we know it, based off being polarizing. And the people who hated him paid more attention than the people who loved him.
I love this. Let's dive into this, and I'm sure we can probably give examples to you of our own personal lives just to kind of help juice all of this content up. So one of the biggest things that I've been working on personally, and it's a model that I've been working with a lot of clients on, is how to actually integrate and infuse more of your life into your business. And what I mean when I say that is, it, like Dan's talking about it, it's like taking these things that you wouldn't normally think are like normal or socially appropriate or that you wouldn't want to normally just share, and looking at like how those actually make you that much more magnetizing, right? So whether it's like if you're somebody's into psychedelics, or whether you're into like things like BDSM, or whether you're into like poly, or whatever those things are about you, and they don't all have to be like that type of genre, right? They can be anything and everything under stars, and it's really just figuring out like, what are those things that really make you you, and the experiences that you have in your life that then create content for you and your business, right? Because people once you get to know you, not just from what you know, but from the experiences that you have that allow you to embody what it is you teach.
And that really can be anything. We're going to go into some personal examples. Here's some shit that I like talking about.
Go for it.
Some stuff is going to be some things you've seen or some things you will see soon. So I was involved with a spiritual cult for a year and a half and went to India with them a bunch of times and had experiences there that will really fuck you up. Like, there are things you read about or you watch in movies and you think that can't happen. That doesn't happen. That's not real. It's totally made up. I saw it and participated in a lot of really interesting things in India. So I don't want to get into it too much because I'm going to do an entire solo episode on what happened there. But that's one of those things. I party, sure. I believe that life is meant to be fully enjoyed now, as well as building something in the future. I sort of position myself in my mind in that respect as the anti-Gary V, right? And I will openly disagree with his message because it doesn't resonate with me at all. In fact, I run to the complete opposite side of the spectrum. I love hallucinogenic drugs. I mean, mushrooms are one of my favorites. And I think it's really important that people have a strong but supported and cared for hallucinogenic experience in their lives. I think it does change the way you see yourself. It changes the way you see the world. And I think it's important to get out of your own head. For me, I'm also super spiritual in terms of like, it's weird that I help people grow their businesses and have a track record over the last 10 years of helping people grow their businesses. And yet I don't know anything about business. I don't at all. It's remarkable how little I know. I go through it from a spiritual place. I help people by digging into their own wisdom and their own higher selves. So it's like a totally different way to approach business growth. I also help people teach or grow their businesses by growing their lives, by not just saying, hey, you get to grow your business and then you get to enjoy your life, or grow your business so that you get to enjoy your life. For me, I flip it. It's enjoy your life so that you can grow your business, so you can use that energy. So here also, I have a completely different perspective than a lot of people do. And I flip the script on it, flip the entire model. And so a lot of these things have been polarizing for other people. Sophie, what you got?
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I think you and I share a lot of things in regards to psychedelics and hallucinogenics and that being like a big part of, I think that was one of the first things that we probably actually connected on when we first met.
Hallucinogenic drugs?
Yeah, I think it probably was.
Probably, yeah. It's fun to talk about.
That's been a huge part. And I know that for me personally, some of my biggest spiritual awakenings have come through psychedelic experiences. And it's been a massive part of my personal development and my own evolution and my own awakenings and just really humbling experiences sometimes. And I know that you and I have also like had some fun at festivals and raves, and we both love to like just have like this party animal side of us. Yeah, which is great. And I think for myself, even more so, it's really just been exploring this dynamic of probably in like the last 2 years, like BDSM, and really getting into like this whole different world of like relationships and sexuality and sensuality and what that actually means and what that looks like. And really, really taking myself to this sexual edge of what that is reflecting in my own triggers and my own wounds and my own healings. And it's been really interesting to explore these different dynamics and question everything I thought I knew and everything that I used to believe about monogamy or about sensuality or about pleasure, about any of these concepts, and completely reconstruct it and infuse all of that, similar to, if you've been following me more recently, what I'm now doing in business and this whole concept of just being like a total pleasure princess, which is very different than what Gary teaches. And I did totally 100%. When I first started business, fall under that belief system of like hustle and work your ass off until I developed adrenal fatigue and it didn't really work very well. And more so now, it's like this whole concept of like, how can you pleasure your way to success, right? How can you just live in such an orgasmic state of being to where every single day you're just so fucking blissed out that you just live in this magnetic orgasmic state and you're just magnetizing because of who you're being, and you're just so fully in your body and so in love with yourself and so in love with your life, right? And there are a lot of things in here where I do encourage my clients to really push themselves, to really explore fully expressing themselves, the part of themselves that they typically carry a lot of shame or a lot of guilt around, or they're like embarrassed about, and being able to own that, because that's usually where the magic is, right? And really just like allowing themselves to be fully seen. And there's a lot of like self-acceptance that comes into that of like, oh, well, this is who I am actually, and that's okay.
Oh yeah. I mean, I would say growing in business in general is going to push you to that. And I think the first time you do it, a little bit of intrepidation, especially if you're not someone who is so used to coming out and just screaming off the rooftops how weird you are. But when you get through it, it feels so freeing. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing when you start getting responses. Listen, being involved in a spiritual cult and getting into the weirdness there is not something incredibly comfortable to talk about. It's a fucking weird experience. It really is. And thinking back to what I used to look like, how I used to dress, or what I used to do, the practices and the insane shit that happened over there in India, this is not normal people behavior. You start talking about this and someone at Trader Joe's, chances are you're going to weird them out to such a degree they'll never forget you. But in business, it's kind of awesome. You know, because you're throwing this stuff out online and some people are going to be like, yeah, weirdo, no, unfollow. But some people are going to be like, oh, this is right up my alley, or maybe I had the same experience, or oh my God, I've been praying for someone to have this conversation with me. I didn't think that anybody would. I didn't think that anybody wanted to talk about this. And what's weird, as soon as I started talking about my experiences there, I started getting more and more responses of people identifying with it. Maybe not going through the exact same experience, but something similar or something that far out, or having just identifying on the point of me going out there and saying like, hey, this is weird for me to talk about. And I'm doing it because it's weird for me to talk about. This is growth for me, as well as sharing with you. And I had a lot of people saying that too, like, hey, there's this one thing that I just have not been comfortable to talk about. And hearing you say it really made me feel comfortable with it and allowed me to do it. So you never really know where someone else is going to connect with you. And so it's really important to just throw yourself out there and see what happens, right? See what the response is going to be and give it a fair shot as well, right? When you're really trying to fully embody yourself online, just one post ain't enough. Recently, a coach told me, listen, if you don't try something for 6 months, you haven't given it a fair shake, right? Because you don't know. And when you first start putting yourself out there with weird shit, like, hey, I'm into BDSMs, like, let's talk about that. You might have a little bit of like weirdness from the other side. Maybe people don't really know if it's okay to respond or how to respond, or is this really what this person's about? And so you might have some crickets at first or some weird responses, but the more you're at it, the more you approach it from different places and feel really comfortable and feel really free in it, then you'll start allowing other people to respond and show you that they're into it too. You make it okay. So whatever it is, really give yourself some time to sink in before you decide whether this is something that you want to continue or change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like in part of that too, I've noticed, and Dan, I'm sure what you have too, is it almost creates this feeling of like liberation in a strange way, where you're just like, oh yeah, this is my life. And I don't feel like I have to like switch on or switch off between business and personal anymore. It's just like, oh, I can just be me 24/7. And it just makes everything so much more fluid and so much more easeful and enjoyable. And I think one of the pieces that I had struggled with prior to really just opening up and expressing all of these different components was it felt like the business was constricting or limiting, and like I could only show up in certain aspects and talk about it in certain aspects and had to be the marketing person or the business person. And it was just like, ugh, I'm so tired of talking about these things. Like, yeah, that's a big part of me. And also here's everything else that goes on behind the scenes that contributes to all of that. And I think that's probably been like the most enjoyable part in all of this process, is recognizing that it's like me being all of these things doesn't make me any less of an amazing business or marketing or coach or any of those other pieces, it actually enhances everything that I am. And the more that I recognize like these dualities and these polarities are what just make me that much more incredible, instead of saying like it has to be this way or that way, it just frees up so much more space to feel so much more fluid and energetic because I'm not spending my energy resisting what is.
And the beautiful thing is, like, guys, we're in a day and age where you can make a business around anything. I'm serious. Like, I wrote it a couple of years ago. This is when I first started my own coaching business, branching out, starting my own company. And I was kind of thinking like, oh, I don't know, can I make this work? Whatever. And I saw this show of like weird jobs around the world and saw that there's a business in London that will marry your dogs to each other. And they'll have processions and parades and they'll have a contract and they dip their paws in ink and sign them. I'm like, look, if this person, and they make a killing, by the way, it is not cheap to marry your dog. And I saw that and they're like, well, if they can make that a thriving business, you can do anything. You can do anything you want. Look, we're in a beautiful day and age where you can be a pleasure princess, business coach, and kill it. Just slay with it. Coming right out on Instagram, talking about masturbating and how that's going to help you grow your business. And people eat it up. They eat it up. So you could talk about whatever the fuck you want. Don't just fly your freak flag. Get a fucking bat signal for your freak sign and let the whole world see that shit. Because not only is it okay, but it is so much fun. And yeah, Sophie, like I love that feeling of liberation. And by the way, it extends. It doesn't just stay in your business. That feeling of freedom expands outward. It's so interesting that the more I push myself just as an exercise, and it's interesting because like for me, when I throw some shit out there online, me and a laptop usually. So there's oddly less pressure. This is just the way I feel it. Less pressure to say some openly bizarre shit. But when I do, it almost like gives me, you know, I hit that post button. Now and my brain feels like, well, I'm talking about it. I can talk about it with people. And I found myself being much more open in my personal life as a result of this. And so I just feel even more free and even more me and even more embodied and just open in all places of my life. I can honestly say that all parts of my life have improved because of this process of just allowing myself to show up online as really just me.
Love this. And the piece to tie this all back together, just kind of being the marketing person that I am. How much more erotic your content becomes when you actually share these like juicy details about your life. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go and like have a threesome for you to write erotic content. It could just be like you had like this really exotic experience with your husband or something. And because it was like this really just magnetic moment that you share that and you're willing to express that and actually allow yourself to be fully seen in your raw essence, like that's what makes your content so much more magnetizing. I feel it for so many of us, especially those of you in the entrepreneurial space. We can all feel this like shift happening with content where it's like, we're so tired of being educated with boring facts and information and processes and frameworks. We want story. We want connection. We want to really know somebody. We want to feel like we relate to them. Like, wow, this person's turning me on and they're leaving me with this like dopamine hit. And I'm just like, I want to know more. Right. And that's really like where the magic is when it comes to content, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sharing your story. It's not just doing it to like put all this out there. It's doing it because it's connecting what you do and who you are so that you're relevant to the audience that you really want to support and work with. So allow yourself to have those incredible experiences, whatever those desires are for you, whether they're dark or light. They're contributing to your ability to better serve your audience and to better connect with them on a deeper level.
You got to also keep to the forefront of your mind that when you're putting yourself out there online, it's really helpful to imagine you're actually speaking with someone. This has been a big problem for me that I'm still working on because I was raised in a home with professors, literally. My dad was a professor of political science. His dad was a professor of English. And taught in Oxford. So, I mean, like, he's British. So, like, I was raised to write in a very sort of technical, educated, textbook kind of way. Learning how to break that by just writing how I speak. So if you're the kind of person who speaks kind of crass, if you curse, like I curse, then it could actually be helpful sometimes to curse online. Do you make dirty jokes when you talk with your friends or with your clients? Put it out online. You don't have to be completely filthy and upsetting to people. You could be, by the way, and I'm sure that shit would work. But allow yourself even more freedoms and flexibilities to talk about it. You see a lot of people online right now talking way more slang. They start their post with, yo, check this out. Let me learn you something a little bit. And then they make a dick joke later on in their post. And it slays, right? It slays. Even though they're a business coach or a health coach or whatever, right? Because when their audience is reading it, they feel like here's a real person talking in a real way about real shit that's important to me because I'm a real person too. And the bridge is made. So feel free. Experiment with it. Write how you really talk, like when you are just free-flowing, and see how that feels as well. And you might also tap into a lot more energy with that when you can just be, you know, write how you speak and just let that energy flow. You might find that what comes up and out is on a different level than when you're trying to be professional or fit yourself in a box.
100%. A fun little exercise for you guys, throw this one out there, since we're getting into the concept or the concept of content and copy, is to really think about a time when you felt most turned on. We'll use that as an emotion for this exercise. Whenever that time was for you, right? Maybe it was a more intimate moment. Maybe it was a more thrilling experience. Maybe you were on the edge of a roller coaster, whatever that time was, that you were just like this heightened emotional state where you were just like exhilarated, right? And now that you've got that image in your mind, you've got that moment in your mind to actually just go ahead and write out for yourself, whether you're in the car. If you're in the car, just speak it into your phone. But if you're at home and you have a journal or you have your laptop, to just sit down and actually like write out and just paint the image of what happened in that moment. What was the experience? Where did it start? How did you get to that moment where it was just like you were so turned on? And then what happened after that? And the more that you just start to get yourself into this process of creative writing where you can just paint a picture of where you were, you can start to then see like, wow, okay, this was that experience. What were the lessons in that? Was there something that you learned? Was there something that you took away? What did it give you? What was the gift in it? Or how did it change you? Or what was some sort of like takeaway from that event or from that moment that you now carry with you that makes it so much more memorable, right? And then if you want to, you can share this. If you're not ready to, that's totally fine. But it's just giving you this permission to start to write from a place of like, instead of trying to just educate people on some random topic, it's more of like, let me share a story and let me get myself into that turned on state so where now I can actually write this content from that energy. And it's going to be so much more fun and playful and fruitful.
I love that. Holy shit. Super duper fun. I'm going to do that later on today when I sit down to write my content. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you're going to have so much fun with this, right? Like really go out there and have a blast writing your content and connecting with your audience and being as weird as you can be and as polarizing as you can be. I really hope that you got a ton out. And if you did, do us a favor, hop on iTunes, leave us some stars, leave us a review, share this in an Instagram post or story, whatever. Help us get it out. Be amazing. Thank you so much in advance for that.
Yeah. And if you want to share your story, you don't want to share it publicly, you can email it to me. Send it to me at sophie@sophiekestner.com. I love reading your guys' content. It's so freaking epic.
Shit. Copy me on that. I want to read
that. CC Dan. We'll get back to you. We'll let you know. And it's just that space of like having a community where you can start to share these things, where you're not going to have that judgment. You can just be fully expressed and you know it's not going to go anywhere. And if you do want to share content and you want to share it publicly, tag me in your posts. We love, love, love seeing just what you guys are stepping into and just some of that free self-expression that's coming from it. So again, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Loving you guys so much. And we'll see you on the next one.